Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I like your picture. I keep it with your letter.
We're back. Little Stevie Dan bringing us back. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great time with our good friend Jack Ulrich. And Jack's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back almost 10 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Jump the Curve. The Next Big Thing is Really Small. It's all about nanotechnology, which is fascinating to me. And Jack turned me onto that many years ago. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can find, by the way, besides all the other things you can find on our website, you can find the suite that we built for Jack in his past interviews with us. You can go back and learn so much from those. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jack, we're talking about your 2012 predictions, and the next one that I want you to talk about is all about the future of college education as it relates to unemployment, that sort of thing.
Right. Well, first let me just preface it by saying I was struck by one of your predictions. You're talking about technological advancement and structural unemployment sort of just being sort of a increasing part of our economy. And that really is due to the accelerating change of technology. I mean, we saw
the impact of technology on the ability for businesses to have options about whether to hire somebody or buy new technology. And that's contributing to structural unemployment, isn't it?
It is, and I think that, you know, the fact that Blockbuster went bankrupt, Kodak went bankrupt, businesses are going to continue to be disrupted by technology, and that's just a reality. So one of the things that in higher education that I see, and this is a world that is ripe for disruptive change, and it is coming, is that certain colleges are going to begin essentially offering lifetime guarantees to say it's not just our job to educate you for 4 years and then we forget about you. Is that we are going to essentially, we recognize the world has changed, and as your job changes and you need to retool skills, you can come back to our institution for a fixed flat fee. It's a different model, and I haven't seen it yet, but I think we're going to start seeing
Are people talking about this, or is this what you envision happening?
This is what I envision happening.
Right.
I do see signs of it. I mean,
and you think it's a competitive? You think it's a competitive thing or an altruistic thing?
I think it's a combination of both, and I think you already see some institutions like the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Notre Dame, Cal Berkeley, putting all of their courses online for free. And so there is a way.
Are they doing that? Are there some of them doing that now?
They are doing that, yep.
Wow.
You can actually get a MIT quality caliber education for nothing. The only difference would be you'd have to do it all online.
Wow.
And you wouldn't get a paper degree after.
Oh, you wouldn't be able to say you were an MIT graduate, but you could benefit from the information.
Right. And that's where some of these institutions I think are gonna say, look, we already have the content, so maybe if you've graduated from 4 years, you can't come back to our physical campus,
right,
but we will allow you to access these courses that will help you upgrade as you've lost your job and you're moving on to your next one.
Do you see significant paradigm shifts, to use a term that our friend Joel Barker popularized years ago? Do you see paradigm shifts in big time in the education world?
I do. Jim, are you familiar with the website Khan Academy?
No.
This is this fellow. If you and your listeners are not aware of it, and if you have a child anywhere from 10 to 22, this fellow has put together 2,500 online videos, everything from pre-algebra to advanced calculus, and he is educating millions of kids a month for nothing. So here's one motivated individual. You know, everyone in our political establishment either says, oh, we need more money for education, or we need higher standards. But here's one individual who's just disrupting education all by himself using the tools that are right before us. And I think it's a shot across the bow of the education. establishment is saying that big change is coming.
Well, and the what I'm looking for, what I'm anxious to see and to hear about, Jack, is the capability that helps American, at least, I'm just going to talk about Americans right now, Americans prepare themselves, and I'm talking about older ones, older folks, older, you know, older than 40, let's say, certainly older than 50, prepare themselves for 21st century jobs. Because right now, we've got a serious structural, we had structural unemployment 10 years ago, when we had the last jobless recovery. We had structural unemployment then, but we sort of, it wasn't as big as it is now. But we've got displaced, disconnected, disaffected, disenfranchised workers now on a magnitude of a few million. That something's got to happen with these folks. We've got to help these folks out somehow. What do you think?
Well, I do think that, and I think the change that you're seeing is that this the disruption is moving up the career ladder. It used to just be happening to blue collar, high school educated workers. It's now moving up to people who essentially thought they were playing by the rules, got a 4-year college degree, but now they still find themselves unemployed and unequipped to deal with the 21st century. I would argue that part of the biggest part of the responsibility is on the individual themselves, is that they have to simply get used to the idea that the world is constantly changing and that there are no longer lifetime guarantees of long, secure jobs.
Jack, you've got about a dozen or so of these predictions for 2012. Can they find all of these on your website?
They can, again, at jumpthecurve.net, and just type in 2012 predictions, and it'll pop right up.
Can we publish these on our website with your other with the other things in your suite for you?
You absolutely can.
We'll be doing that as well, folks. And if you want them, check out Jack's website first. They'll be there first. We're going to talk about some more of them, though, after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.